Well, Brooks Grimmels, thank you so much for stopping by the KERA newsroom.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the last time KERA checked in with you, Ben Wheeler was just getting off the ground and your project there was just getting off the ground. What's changed in the last 5 years?
I think more has changed in the last 5 years than it changed in the previous 50. Poor Ben Wheeler had suffered the fate that so many towns had after the Second World War, when school systems were consolidated, when new highways were built. Some towns came out winners and some didn't. Ben Wheeler did not. The buildings were vacant, roofs were gone, doors were missing, and the weeds were growing in the sidewalk. So we went to work to see if we could recapture the sense of community that must have existed before. We started rehabbing buildings. We moved buildings to town. We got liquor permits for our restaurants and set about dedicating from that point a real effort to creating a town.
Arts and music have been a big part of your vision as well. Can you talk about how that fits in?
That's everything in our vision, the arts and the music. We have two facades. One is the Forge. It's a private club. Everything down there is a private club. Across the street's Moore's store. It's got a bigger stage. We get between 26 and 30 bands a month, which is a full-time project, just booking music in there. And while we're at it, we started putting in galleries because music and art go so closely hand in hand. You can find a little bit of everything, an hour and 15 minutes drive from Dallas. You just think you're in another world. You come across this tiny little town that's all new, and you can hear music when you roll down the window and art when you get out of the car.
Ben Wheeler is also known for a very special festival, the Fall Feral Hog Festival.
Yes. You have bluebird festivals and bluebonnet festivals, but there wasn't a wild hog festival. And I think virtually every county in the state has a problem with these feral hogs. We just decided to make some lemonade out of the lemons that we were given. And once we got the designation and the proclamation that we were the hog capital, we had to decide to have some fun with it. So we sat down, and the first thing we came up with was, why don't we have our Fall Feral Hog Ball? 1100 Springs will be the band playing that night. When the band takes its first break, the stage will be taken over by those contestants that have entered the Hog Queen competition.
Excellent. And what does it take to be the Hog Queen?
It mostly takes a really good attitude. You've got to have a skit, and you've got to have a talent. The person who is having the most fun and looks like they could represent the little town best in the coming year is selected as the Hog Queen. And that leads into the big day the following day. And Saturday, the 26th of October, at 10 o'clock, we'll kick off with a parade. Everybody is invited to be in the parade. We have room for you. You can either ride in our pig bus, which is a school bus, bright pink with a 9-foot hog nose and ears on it. You can ride on the Queen's float. We have room for about 35 children on that float. We will throw out to the crowd, I guess I should say, roughly 5,000 pig noses. Oh. And we expect people to wear these pig noses, and they do.
Building a town from scratch, what have you learned?
I will say that this has been the most rewarding thing that I've ever done in my life. I didn't expect to be given an opportunity to do anything along the lines of put together a town. Who would expect that they would be able to do that? I've got some health issues that have come into play, and as I look at that, I begin to understand why I was in such a hurry to get this stuff done. There was a real reason for doing this. I just didn't understand it at the time. But as it is, it's all just worked out really well.
Brooks Grimmels, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
You're welcome.